You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. The band Ebeyi is made up of twin sisters Naomi Diaz and Lisa Cayinde Diaz. When they were only teenagers, they were signed to a record deal by Richard Russell, who had previously signed artists like Adele and Vampire Weekend to his label, XL Recordings. He also co-produces their records. In this episode, Naomi and Lisa Cayinde take apart the 2017 Ebeyi song, Deathless.
Do you smoke? What's your name?
My name is Naomi Diaz, and I'm the percussionist, and I produce.
My name is Lisa Cayinde, and I play the piano, and I sing, and I write the songs. So this song starts about this racist encounter I had when I was 16 with a policeman. It was in Paris. I was in the subway going to my piano class, and I have a cop saying, "What's your name?" I had never been stopped by a cop before, so I'm like, "Hi, I'm Lisa Cayinde Diaz." And he's like, "Do you smoke?" And I said, "No." "Do you use drugs?" And I said, "No." And every time he would like come closer to my face, and then he said, "Do you drink?" And I said, "No." And which is true, I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I don't use drugs. And then he came even closer and he said, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
He make you take your shoes off, your socks. She was barefoot in the subway.
And then what happened is he took my bag and threw everything that was in it on the floor. And then he realized I was reading a big book and he saw a partition of Chopin because I was going to my music class. And then he froze. And I think he thought she might have a little bit of intelligence. So he stopped, gave me my empty bag in my hand and left. And when you're 16, you understand there's something wrong in what happened and you're shaken, but you don't understand why. And it's only when I went back to my mother and I said to her what had happened and she turned red and started almost crying. And I understood that, yeah, that was not something that was supposed to happen to me. It's been 6 years since this happened. So we decided that we were going to write a song about it. The production starts with just us jamming in the studio with our producer Richard Russell and just playing music and playing around and trying to find something interesting.
Richard is our producer. He's also the head of XL Recordings, our label.
Naomi and Richard would spend hours just playing with every drum machine they have in the studio. And I would be like, "Guys, let's stop now, please."
Then I did some batas, who is like a drums from Cuba, that I play on stage. And normally it's in skin, but I played wood batas.
Part of the bass sound is that we always mix drum machine and actually real drums. Mixing wood, which is what Naomi uses, and electronic sound.
Our father was one of the greatest Latin jazz percussionists ever.
Their father's Cuban musician, Miguel Anga Diaz.
He was playing with Buena Vista Social Club.
Escolas de Oromera, agua y
playing congas and cajon.
Who passed away in 2006.
I don't remember this day, but everybody says that I started playing cajon the day after my father died. So I was 11.
I remember everything of that day, actually. And I remember what I was wearing and I remember what she was wearing.
I don't remember that at all.
The reason why I remember it so well is because it was not like, you know, a kid that would try to play cajon. She actually played, you know, like she did a rhythm and it actually had the sound she has today. Like it was, she hit really hard the cajon and we were all like, I think the time stopped for 3 seconds, you know, and we're like, what is happening? It was actually pretty amazing. And so again, the rhythm of the drum machine and the rhythm of the bata totally mixed. And then with that start, I went back to my house and I started writing Deathless.
He said, do you smoke? What's your name?
I do believe the beat influenced the lyrics and the way I deliver. Normally, I deliver a really long sentence with melodies, and that time is,
do you smoke? What's your name? Do you know why I'm here?
So it's a lot more hard. And that energy of the beat made me write something harder.
She was innocent, sweet 16.
Naomi is really amazing at what she does because she knew that giving me a beat would make me write it differently. If you would have said to me, write a song about that experience without a beat, I would have written it at the piano with something totally different and the energy would have been totally different. Me writing it with this hard beat that they did made it stronger in a way.
Whatever happened, we are deathless.
It's super important, the bass sound, especially for that song, because it's almost the only harmonic thing that happens in the first part of the song. So we really work on it. And sometimes we spend loads of time trying to find a good sound and we change like... Sorry, that was really bad as an explanation. But we try like a list of billion sound of bass because it's about finding the right balance. It's really dramatic, really dark, and it's going up. So it's like building tension. What is going to happen after that? So you're building tension, and then you relax it with just something that is groovy. So your body starts moving without thinking about it, but your body already starts moving and stop being like tense. The first thing we hear in the song is this. That's a technique we learned with Richard. So what he does is you sing something and he would take like a tiny piece of it and do a rhythm with it, then it becomes a unique sound because it's your voice cut and repeated.
Texture is important.
And what is important in that drone is that even if you don't hear it, it's there. The texture of an alarm or of a siren. And we, as a matter of fact, tried to take it off and we had to put it back because it was essential.
I asked them about a sound that I couldn't figure out.
What is this track?
Wait, yeah. So, in the studio, there's this little machine that is amazing. It's yellow with a tiny microphone that gets out of it. And you can record your voices and then you can speed it so it becomes... Or you can lower it and make it slower and becomes like... We use it a lot for texture, and that's Richard's laugh, pitched down.
Mm-hmm.
the person that plays saxophone on this song is Kamasi Washington.
We met him because we did a lot of festivals this summer and we were always in the same stage and he was always after us. So at the end, we were like a big family, all his musicians and us, like we were just hanging out because we were always together.
We knew hearing Deathless at one point became like,
Kamasi, yeah. Kamasi, Kamasi.
Inevitable yeah. for the three of us that we needed Kamasi in this song. And we knew he would feel the song. We knew he would not disappoint. Like it was, there were no way it would not work.
Yeah. We sent him the track and he said, yes, of course. And then he did it. It was pretty, really natural.
That was the last thing that actually made the song.
When we come as he sent this, it was like, we have the song.
So the idea of the song was based on a personal story. And I thought the song was going to be about that, about my personal experience. And then through really quickly changed and became not only about my personal experience, but also about the world, which I could have said, I am deathless, I am. But I think the fact that suddenly it was like we and it was the whole world and it was for everybody made it even more like powerful for us to sing. Normally when we need a choir, like in other songs when there's choirs, it's just Naomi and I, and we just layer our voices a lot. Whatever happens, whatever happens. And we love using that technique. But for that particular song, it was really important to have other people's voice, to have other people singing it with us. So for the first time, we got to work with a choir and to direct a choir. And the choir was quite incredible. But because, you know, they are professionals, they know how to sing really well, they know how to harmonize. So they come into the studio and they sing perfectly. But I was like, no, no, you don't have to sing it perfectly. You have to sing it like you're there. You have to believe in it. But they don't know you. They don't know your story. They don't know the song. And then you have to explain the song to them. And then you have to show them. And you have to like make them understand what you want to say. And I think the more you try to be perfect in your vocals, the more you lose that, you know, visceral energy. So we had to work to make them sing it like they believed it.
We made them close their eyes and we made them scream sometimes and really feel it. Oh, hey,
we are deathless. When I was a child, I wanted to sing super well. And then for the first time, I discovered Nina Simone. And then I realized, oh my God, it's not just about the voice.
Yeah.
It's about what you say and the way you say it. And it's about believing in every single word that get out of your mouth, or it won't show in the album. We are deathless. To see all of those human beings singing We Are Deathless was actually really powerful. We wanted to write this little anthem for everybody. And we wanted to write this song that would be against this feeling of being powerless and small. And we wanted a song that would make you feel big and feel full of energy and life and the fire that makes you want to do something. You know, Nina Simone said, you know what's freedom? No fear. And I think that's what Deathless means too. It's a way to give hope to people. There's awful things happening in the world. There's loads of people getting killed. And then you're like, who's going to protect me? Those people are supposed to protect all of us. And why are they attacking me? And there's nothing worse than that. Saying to yourself, it hurts me, but I cannot do anything about it. And so Deathless is a way to say, you can, we can. We can do something about it. This is not the end of us.
And now, here's Deathless by Ebayi in its entirety. Visit songexploder.net/ebayi to learn more about the band. You can also play around with the stems for Deathless yourself through a project I've developed with Google called Inside Music. It lets you step inside a song and hear the stems all around you. You can turn the different tracks on and off. And if you have a VR headset, you can even experience the song that way. It's really cool. Check it out at g.co/insidemusic. In addition to Ebayi, there are songs by Phoenix, Perfume Genius, Natalia Lafourcade, Clipping, and more. Again, it's g.co/insidemusic, and I'll have a link to that on the Song Exploder site too. Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. It's bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes. The Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Song Exploder is produced by me, along with Christian Kunz, and is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts made possible by the Knight Foundation and listeners like you. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. You can show off your love for the podcast with a t-shirt if you go to songexploder.net/merch, where you can leave a rating or a review on iTunes. And you can find all the past and future episodes of the show at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PR.